let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right. Good morning, Houston. It's going to be a great day out there. Maybe a little bit of rain, maybe a little sun, kind of getting it all. No snow, though, unfortunately. Not going to get any snow yet. Maybe at all ever again. We'll see. Womp womp. Okay, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is the show where we love helping you become a better gardener. We're here for you, answering your questions, giving you great advice. We're going to have a conversation ongoing the whole time. But you know what? We want to hear what's on your mind. We want to talk about what you got going on in your lawn, because it may not be kind of the things that we're hitting on as we range through our topic. So that's just kind of, you know, great information. So the nice announcer man mentioned that this is a co-op show, and it's pretty wonderful. We've got these five incredible retail garden centers all across this wonderful city of Houston of ours, and they're doing a great job of giving amazing knowledge, giving amazing service, selling amazing plants. And I'm just going to let you know who they are. So Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights is one of them. You have Nelson Water Gardens out in Katy, really great place. You kind of got the Enchanted family, that's Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. Both of their, they're in very different locations. Enchanted Forest is kind of down south, south of Sugarland, and then Enchanted Gardens is kind of Cinco Ranch, north of Richmond area. Both cool spots. You have Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. Beautiful place if you're in Kingwood. Great place. And, you know, saying this one last because one of the kind of owner's family is here. One of our celebrated garden pro hosts, one of our, you know, celebrated super knowledge experts. I've been told not to say too many nice things about you.
Aw.
Yeah. So this is Sherry Hera. Sherry from Plants for All Seasons up 249. Beautiful spot. Great plant selection. Great staff. Mostly trained by Sherry to be how to learn how to be smart people and give good advice.
Good
morning. Sherry's here. Good morning. Yes. So yeah, always, you know, have a fun show when Sherry's here. Later on, we will have Peter Nelson from Nelson Water Garden. So Peter making his Home Show Garden Pros debut. We'll get some music going for that later. It'll be later. But that was a little preview. A little preview. Professionally, we call that a tease. That's right. So Sherry's here.
I'm here.
First thing in the morning. It's great. I got her some cold water. I don't know if she wanted some coffee or not, but I know I have some coffee.
I had my coffee.
Oh, good. That's
yeah.
Good. Okay.
So I'm good.
She just gave me that look like you probably should have already had yours. We can hear you sipping it on air, sir. I did get a couple of announcements that I need to make from the producer of the show. And I'm, you know, I guess he's a huge fan of these folks, but Beyonce and Jay-Z are going to be at NRG tonight. And maybe Chad put them here because they're gardeners. I don't know. I'm assuming they're gardeners. Pretty safe assumption. I know they've grown, you know, a lot of love, you know, together through through what. And, you know, hey, Blue Ivy, right? Isn't their daughter's name?
Yep.
That's a plant. Or, I mean, Ivy is.
Yeah, I've never
blue's
seen a blue one.
Blue's a color. So, yeah. So, Beyonce and Jay-Z, NRG tonight and tomorrow night. If you want tickets, call in and then buy them separately. But to call in, our show number is 713-572-4610. We don't have any Beyonce or Jay-Z tickets, but we'd love to take your questions and talk to you about gardening. 713-572-4610. Sherry, we're going to get into some, you know, some fun topics, some appropriate topics for now. Now's kind of an interesting part of the year.
Right, because our rainfall picks up and our days get shorter. And that's kind of what's happening right now.
Yeah, that's like a major gear change from where we've been, right, of having these long, hot days with no rain.
Right. And so now we have these short days with rain. And on my way here through my neighborhood, probably saw 10 people watering.
Right. Yeah, just really getting after it, really
they watering. Don't, and they're just on a schedule. So be in control of your sprinkler systems. Turn them off.
Right. Yeah, if the water, if, yes.
It's a, your plants don't need it.
Well, also, the rainwater is so much better for your plants than the sprinkler
Absolutely.
Water. Sprinkler water should to you kind of be like a second option.
It's
you
a know. Last resort.
Yeah, a Hail Mary plan, if
yeah,
you will.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so yeah, I mean, seeing people water on the way in, the soil has just the right amount of water in it right now. out there in the world. I was digging a hole, as I'm wont to do. Mm-hmm. And as I dug the hole, it was like, oh my gosh, you know, it wasn't soaking at the bottom. It wasn't a bunch of dry patches. It wasn't rock hard, you know, Houston right. clay. It was just really like well saturated, you know, enough water in it, like the right amount of water. So now's like not the time to water.
Right. I was doing some work in Neighbor Joe's yard yesterday.
Neighbor Joe, is he related to Trader Joe?
Good morning, Neighbor Joe, if you're listening, because I know he listens.
Shout out.
Anyways, I am walking through his yard. I felt like I was walking on a waterbed.
Oh, wow.
And he hand waters. I guess his sprinkler's broken.
Gotcha.
I thought he had chinch bugs when I walked up into his yard.
Right.
And root rot. Like crazy.
Just
you could just pull the grass up. So we're remediating his yard right now. No more water.
Well, so we're going to get into that in a little bit for sure, me and Sherry, because having too much water leads to quite a few issues. So we're going to get into that after we take a break. Before we take a break, I want to talk about the Enchanted kind of family, this Enchanted Nurseries family. So they do landscaping too. So really the whole company name is Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. And they got two awesome places. Both places are just, they're beautiful. They're wooded. Great, great plants. Like really great plants. It's hard to stress how great their plants are. And I was just floored by the awesome selection of fruit trees at Enchanted Forest. And then, man, so many great annuals at Enchanted Gardens, from flowers to veggies to herbs. Such a great selection of stuff. And actually coming up today, later today, at Enchanted Gardens, they're doing a class on fall bed prep and veggie gardening. So they got two awesome instructors, Tom Leroy and David Young. That starts at 10 a.m. So kind of, you know, listen to the show all the way through 9. You know, as you go over your notes, kind of comb through your notes. If you're over in West Houston, kind of Cinco Ranch area, after you get combing through your notes, that'll probably take about 40 minutes to get all the information we're giving you to help you become the best gardener you can be. Then you head over and learn even more. So I'll read you a little blurb here because they sent it to me and, you know, I think they'd want me to read it, right? Fall gardening and bed prep go hand in hand. Join us today to learn about both. So David is with Soil Mender, which is an awesome fertilizer mm-hmm. company. But so anyway, back to the Enchanted kind of nurseries families. They're really great. You know that thing where someone's like so laid back and so nice that you think that they don't know a ton? Like the Linderman family is so nice. They're like so kind and laid back and like genuine that I think people can assume that they're not, that when they talk to them, they're not dealing with like some of the most knowledgeable gardening experts in the city. And so pretty cool stuff. It's a great place to go. Anyway, strongly encourage you to get out to Enchanted Nurseries and Landscape around the Houston area. Again, those two locations. Enchanted Forest is down south of Sugar Land. Really beautiful spot. And Enchanted Gardens is kind of in the South Cinco Ranch, North Richmond area. So check them out. You can see exactly where they are online. Just go to myenchanted.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Nelson Plant Foods. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
All right. We're back. Happy to be talking to you. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm here with Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons.
Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. The point of this show is good gardening advice. You can get it multiple ways. We are a live radio show, so we prefer live phone calls and live questions. But when you do that by doing 713-572-4610, by doing it, you know, you do that. You do it on your phone. You put the button in, hit the numbers, call us. Questions, 713-572-4610. Fun times. We also have a really dynamic Facebook page, to toot our own horn. It's really wonderful. There's some videos. Sherry, you're in a few videos.
Yep, I am.
Yeah. We also have kind of links to great stories, really interesting stories. Could be weather, could be birds, could be insects. And I'm doing kind of posts every once in a while. You can also go to our website. And that's homeshowgardenpros.com. Really thinking about really neat thing about the website, on top of there being the Garden Pros, P-R-O-S-E, there's also a little Ask Danny button. And on that space, you can send me all the pictures you want and ask me questions. And so I got a question. I'm just going to pass it on to you, Sherry.
Okay.
You ready?
Got it.
All right. This is from Pat Bryant. I had a well-established St. Augustine lawn for 20-plus years until Harvey. Virginia buttonweed has invaded the front lawn. What are the corrective actions needed to restore the lawn?
Okay. So Virginia buttonweed is one of those weeds that loves water.
Right.
And compacted soil.
Which Harvey gifted us with.
Right. And we're seeing a lot of it right now because it's blooming.
Yeah.
And it's a tough one. And make sure if you're dealing with this, get a positive ID on it before you run out and just buy weed killers,
okay.
Because not a lot of weed killers are listed for it.
Right. What are some maybe like tips to getting that positive ID?
Take it to one of your Home Show Garden Pros.
That's a great one. So you have this access to these trusted knowledge experts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the biggest thing is with weeds, you want to get a good ID so you can get the right product if you're going to treat it. In my yard, I pull it. If you walk the yard, I mean, I love my grass.
Yeah, right.
So you walk the yard often, you can see it, and you pull it. That's what A&M actually says to do, pull it.
Oh, really? So mm-hmm. Just pull it. I know it's hard to pull, especially in grass, because it has so many, like, runners and roots.
Yeah, but I mean, you can eradicate it
a bit.
Nice. But his yard's overtaken by it. I'm not a big proponent of using weed killers.
Sure.
But sometimes I feel like if you need to get control over it, it's okay, but make sure you get the right product.
Yeah, and you know, we don't talk about herbicides very much. Part of it is because we believe that you can overcome without them. And to
absolutely.
Me, you cut back on water a lot. Your St. Augustine will love it, especially in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
It'll actually like it. For you to cut back water is a really good thing for your St. Augustine.
Yeah.
And then, you know, hand pull it. But once it's dry, you really start to see the plant weaken some.
Yeah.
And once it weakens some, it's losing hold on the ground a little bit. There is a product called Agrolon.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually like baking soda and cinnamon and
it's a few other
whole
things. Wheat flour, cumin, and cinnamon.
Well, I know there's baking soda in there too.
No.
Really? Okay.
Zero.
Huh.
But
huh.
The way that it's manufactured is how it works.
Right. Okay.
It's not those three.
You just don't chunk those out in your lawn. You don't bake a cake and then dump it on the lawn and that work.
I've tried.
You've tried baking a cake and throwing the lawn.
Not baking a cake, but using those three proponents.
Using those three proponents.
Yes. Absolutely.
I've baked
and
a cake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It tasted good. It didn't look good.
Yeah. But don't believe when people tell you you can use a pre-emergent on it. It does not. Pre-emergents don't work on that particular weed.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, and
I didn't
you're
know
just
that.
Doing more damage than good.
Yeah, man. Well, that's kind of the great advice you can get from Sherry. So you can call in 713-572-4610. We would love to hear from you. So this question kind of really comes in with some of our thoughts to cover this week, this conversation,
mm-hmm.
and that's just generally watering.
Right.
So there are, you may know this or not know this, but we actually, sorry, Patrick was showing me his cell phone and he had a name on there, said Brad. So just hold on 1 second, Brad. We got you. We're going to get to you here in one moment. So fungi and overwatering, oversaturation are kind of hand in hand, but really no soil microbes live or thrive in over wet conditions.
Right, in an anaerobic situation.
Yeah, even not maybe not that far. So if you're keeping your lawn too wet and you dig a little hole and smells come out of there,
mm-hmm.
any smells, talking any smells at all, something strong, you got an issue.
Yeah.
You only have pathogens in your lawn at that point and you got to just stop watering.
Right.
It wouldn't hurt all of y'all to just, if it's all this rain and stuff, just stop watering for a couple weeks.
Right. Let the soil dry out.
Yeah. So We're gonna jump to a caller, but when we kind of get done with this caller, I really want to get into some of the fungus that we're seeing these days, and some of the reasons that they're happening. So, Brad, we're gonna go to Brad. Brad, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
I have a question about a vine I have growing in my backyard. Lived in Cinco Ranch for 21 years, and I've not ever seen it in my yard, and I've noticed it in several other neighbors' yards. It's a very aggressive. It's grown really, really, really quick, I think, with all the rain that we've had recently as well. But it's got a purple flower on it.
Is it growing up, or is it in your grass?
It's in the flower bed, and it's growing up. It's actually completely covered my dwarf Yopon holly.
Yeah. It sounds like morning glory vine.
Yeah, that's
what it is.
And
we're seeing tons of it.
Like a trumpet flower? Actually kind of a pretty flower, am I right?
Yeah.
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 Heart-shaped leaves.
Pretty flower, but it's consuming the back corner of my yard right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And what can you do to get rid of it?
Pull it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would completely agree, as usual, with the great Shara Hara, that that the best thing to do is to track it down to the stem / roots.
Yeah, it's easy to pull.
And
it doesn't
have a
super thick root system.
It's kind of a wiry stem at the bottom. You're going to be able to feel it or see it. And there's a good chance that it's just one plant. You know what I'm saying, Brad?
Right.
And it pops up from seed, so if you've had a lot of bloom on it, you will have some seeds. So just walk your yard next year and pull it as they come up before they consume your shrubs.
Yes. Okay. All right. Great. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a relative vine to that vine that's just called bindweed.
Mm-hmm.
White flower. Doesn't really grow up as high. Really stays on the ground and can really wrap up things on the ground.
Yeah.
I've seen dwarf yopon, which is kind of what Brad was dealing with.
Yeah.
With bindweed and morning glory on it.
Lovely.
And it was not good. And bindweed re-roots. It like
it's
makes
pretty when
roots.
It blooms, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I have I have some morning glory growing on top of a citrus right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just noticed it yesterday and was like, oh, I got to get that out of there. But the flowers are really pretty.
Yeah. You don't really notice it till it pops out with
flowers.
Those flowers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, thanks so much for calling, Brad. A lot of things you can put on there as far as like the industry will tell you there's a lot of herbicides you can apply to those things, but really it's not necessary. Knowledge is your best tool here, and the fact that it has that wiry stem with those roots.
Yeah, it's not a woody vine. If it was a woody vine, we might have to take a different action.
Yeah, and then we get told too that we got to deal with weeds with poison. Well, morning glory is a forest plant and it likes the exact same setting that your trees like, your shrubs like. And so it's not really a weed.
Yeah.
By one of the definitions of weed, and that's something that grows in bad soil. So, a lot of times people are dealing with weeds. They're not dealing with something that's a forest weed. They're dealing with something that's like a low-quality plant sort of weed. And the kind of thing that you have to do in that situation, if you're dealing with weeds in your lawn, Virginia buttonweed's a great example,
mm-hmm.
is if you can push the lawn forward, you can make it better. So talking about fertilizer... when I talk about fertilizer, I kind of, like to talk about Southwest Fertilizer, which, big name, sounds like they only have fertilizer, and they do. They have an incredible selection. To me, you go in the front door that's facing Bissonnette, you walk in, and you take a right, and boom, you're in the organic corner, which is a really great selection of products. They have a ton of MicroLife stuff, a ton of Medina stuff, all kinds of stuff. They have John's Recipe, which is really great. That's generally what I use when I'm applying stuff to Virginia buttonweed. But then also you're like in the store and you get to see all these incredible, this great tool selection. They got a huge birding section. They have a lawnmower section. They actually repair lawnmowers, which is pretty legit. I can't tell you how many times I've taken my lawnmower in either for service or tune up or repair because it was it had gone to Struggle Town. So great place. The owner is an incredible dude. Bob, really great guy, and you go in there and you ask for Bob, and he is so nice. You'll love it. Friendly guy, makes pretty good jokes, fine jokes. But it's definitely worth the trip. So that's 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, and just a great place to go. Great knowledgeable staff, really good place to go to improve your plant health, and that's southwestfertilizer.com.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Fall in Houston, when gardens and lawns thrive, if you treat them right. With MicroLife fertilizers, protect your yard. Pick up MicroLife Brown Patch and MicroGrow Granular for fall disease control. Add MicroLife Veggie and Flower to your garden and landscaping beds for the healthiest vegetables and best-looking flowers. MicroLife Granular and liquid fertilizers provide plants billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals. MicroLife, making life better. See how. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back. We're on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call. We love answering questions. 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. I'm here with the amazing Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons, up 249. And we are taking your gardening questions. Angelo, you have a question for the garden pros?
Yes, how are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I grow quite a bit of herbs in containers. I live in Kingwood, and my backyard is against the greenbelt. Most of the herbs come up great, but I have mammoth basil that has just been getting eaten alive after the first four leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Now, on my vegetable garden, I spray 7, that S-E-V-I-N, and that works. But I don't know if I could put that on herbs. If not, what can I use to defeat those bugs just eating only basil? It just eats it completely away.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of caterpillar on basil. And so it's this tiny green little caterpillar. It's either that or snails and slugs. But you need to go out and figure out who it is.
I've looked very closely, and there's nothing.
You don't see little poops anywhere?
No poops, no bugs, no snails, nothing. It's just airborne, whatever it is. There must be some type of flying insects that's just eating them completely to the stalk.
Okay. I would not treat my basil with 7. Nothing
okay.
that I was going to eat. I wouldn't put the carbaryl on it. So we need to figure out who he is. Now, there is a spinosad dust that you can get and dust your basil if it's something airborne. Insect that comes in and eats that dust, it'll ingest it. But we've got to figure out who it is. So if you're not seeing anything, go out with a flashlight at nighttime and see if you can find anything in the evening. You could have some beetle coming out of the woods that likes to snack on your basil, or snails and slugs coming out in the evening. And you do need to do a snail and slug bait on it. But you've got to find out who the culprit is.
Yeah, like I said, I come in the morning and it's just completely gone. And the funny thing is, nothing else is touched. The fennel, the oregano, the basil, or not the basil, the marjoram, nothing.
Yeah. Are they leaving enough for you to enjoy?
The basil, no. There's nothing there.
Nothing there. Okay. Okay.
Nothing.
Angelo, what vegetables are you growing?
Vegetables, no. Just basically, I'm cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and lots of lettuce in the garden itself.
So you're,
I didn't start any of that yet.
Yeah, but so right now, what they're not eating in the garden, there's nothing they're not eating in the vegetable garden.
No, there's only a couple pepper plants left that I just kept on, but it's just the herbs. They're just totally decimated by that fly or whatever it is on the basil.
Yeah, the basil. Hey, well, thanks so much for calling.
All right, thank you very much. I enjoyed the show.
Yeah, stay tuned. I'm going to really ask Sherry a bunch of questions about your question. So thanks, Angelo, for calling. Call in to get more information about your question, 713-572-4610. Could it be grasshoppers?
It could be.
They are known to kind of come in, eat a lot, and then move on.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know that they would just focus on one thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it really, I wonder if he just had it blasted, had them blasted it.
Yeah.
If you know, basil, snail slugs do love basil, and they feed at night.
Yeah.
And the only thing you'll see is the signs of them is that, right, that slimy trail.
Yeah, the snail trail.
Snail trail. Nice. That sounds like a trail when I go hiking.
Right.
Just take it slow. Look at that tree. Look at that bird. So One tricky thing about poisoning anything that you're going to eat is there are going to be residues of the poison in your food.
Mm-hmm.
Your garden, one of the reasons people home garden is because they can trust the produce to be pesticide and herbicide free.
Right.
And so I'd encourage you to get away from using 7. Most insects are drawn to a low Brix.
Mm-hmm.
I know Sherry knows what Brix is. So I'm going to tell you, it's this developed rating of nutrient density. So it has other names, but basically it tests how much sugar and what quality it is in the sugar in the plant.
Right.
You do it by testing how the light kind of refracts through a paste you make from the leaf or the produce. And it can tell you if it's a high Brix or a low Brix based on kind of ratings known about those plants.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have low Brix, you basically have a plant that's only nutritious for pest bugs.
Right.
It's not nutritious for humans.
Mm-hmm.
You've had the experience.
Absolutely.
Out there where you've had the wet, cold cardboard tomato. You know, you sliced it, you ate it, and it didn't have any flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect example of a low Brix situation. We have produce that has a lower kind of nutrient density, and that's not what people want to eat. That's what pest bugs want to eat. So if you are using stuff that generally poisons things and you've got potted plants that haven't had soil changed or you have poor soil, you'll have a lower Brix. And the only way to improve that is by improving the soil. No kind of chemical fertilizer can improve Brix.
Right.
The only way to do it is compost. The only way to do it is that soil, adding soil life. Adding more soil life. So it's just kind of the reality that's what we're dealing with when we're dealing with pest bugs, is we want to make sure that we're not creating a situation that invites them.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So we're going to take a quick break. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. We're going to kind of get into your lawns and some fungal problems that you're seeing potentially from the rain or from you overwatering. So stick with us and we will be right back.
What's worse than a broke down air conditioner? Getting squeezed for every nickel because you need a new one now. Owie. Beat the squeeze play. Get a free second look. Absolute Comfort Air will send a neat, clean tech to check out your system and give you a free second opinion. It beats wondering if you're paying out the wazoo. Fact is, Absolute Comfort Air specializes in resurrecting old systems, so a second look could save you a bundle. Get a free Absolute Comfort Air second look. AbsoluteComfortAir.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. This is Home Show Garden Pros. As the nice song let us know, Sherry Hara is here. I'm Danny Milliken. We are two professional gardeners. That's what we do for a living. This show's on Sports Radio 610, and we are answering your questions. 713-572-4610. The joy to sit here with Sherry Hara. Do want to say, Got a garden show newbie coming in. It's going to make his garden show, Home Show Garden Pros debut. Peter Nelson from Nelson Water Gardens is going to be here at 8 o'clock. So we're going to play the music for him then. Patrick's going to find some good music to play because that's his job. And you know, that'll be fun. That'll be great, having a new guy in for the first time. But we're going to make the most of our time with Sherry these next 29 minutes while we still have you. So I'm glad you're here, always. I'm
glad to be here.
If you got a question for knowledge expert Sherry Hara, 713-572-4610. Until then, I have some questions for you.
Okay.
Okay, so days are getting cooler and shorter.
Yes.
I guess that's, you know.
Let's just pray for the cooler.
Yeah, we'll keep hoping for cooler, but shorter and cooler means less evaporation.
Right. And shorter days, plants, that's the signal to slow your growth. That's how plants know it's time to slow down, right?
Yeah, less sun.
So if they're not growing as much, they don't need as much water.
So that's just that's not even related to the rainfall we're getting.
No.
That's just shorter days.
That's just shorter days in general. But then you add rainfall. We get increased rainfall in the fall. And it's time to turn the sprinklers off.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, people should know by now that I have a big, beautiful St. Augustine lawn, mm-hmm. and I haven't watered since 2011.
Right.
So, you know, maybe not for me, but let's say I have a lawn. I don't trust that grass will maintain itself, so I'm watering.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watering no matter what. You gave me a quarter inch of rain 2 nights ago, And I'm like, okay, I got to get my inch for the week or inch and a half for the week. And I'm starting to see some signs of what, you know, why is that bad? What can that do to the lawn?
Well, right now with the slow growth and the increased rainfall and the cooler temperatures, we start having fungal pathogens work.
Right.
And there is a ton of brown patch, especially after last year's rainfall. We have a ton of soil compaction. And so we're seeing a lot more brown patch early this year.
Gotcha.
And how do we control brown patch? Back off your water.
That's
for
I mean,
one.
Yeah. Maybe even that's, it's like tip number one. And then there's like a tie for tip four. Like two and three are both cut back your water.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then put some compost on it.
Right, put some compost on it. But truthfully, if you just would cut your water back, especially if you're right at the beginning starts.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some signs that people have brown patch? What are things that they can notice?
Circular in form. Now, there's a few different strains of brown patch that will invade your yard right now. Some look like crop circles.
Like perfect circles.
Perfect circles.
Oh, freaky.
Some look
What do you, when you say look like that, like they're not putting up mushrooms.
No.
They're just, the grass is changing color.
Yeah, so kind of brown with a bright yellow edge.
Okay, so there's like a weird bright yellow.
And then the middle of it's green.
Mm.
So, and then the active fungus is on the outside.
So that would be the first, you see that, and you took action immediately, you probably wouldn't lose much lawn.
Right, if you could back off your water at that point, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great.
And it doesn't kill your grass, it kills the blade. It doesn't kill your runners.
Okay.
But the problem is if you don't correct the problem going into winter, when you don't have a lot of recovery, and you have exposed runners, then we have a freeze, you're going to lose parts of your grass.
Wow. So the leaves kind of serve as a insulation.
You got it.
Man. Well, that's good. That's
so a lot of people think brown patch kills the grass, and it doesn't.
It's not the brown patch itself killing the grass.
Right. It's not the pathogen.
But it does damage the grass and set the grass back.
Right.
And so, then you get light and more water put on it. And that if you're seeing it, okay, sorry. If you're seeing it, it means that you've got one type of fungi that you're growing because you're overwatering.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned compost as a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Say a little bit more about that.
So when you put the healthy microbes back into the soil with the compost, then the microbes will eat the bad fungus, basically. The good guys will eat the bad guys.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's incredible. I mean, it makes a ton of sense to say that, like, if you add diversity to a place where you have a bad patch of fungi, that diversity would then kind of eliminate the monoculture that you're dealing with
from
a bad setting.
And then there's also a lot of fungicides that people run out and buy and put down that are not effective on brown patch.
So not effective on brown patch. And what you're saying, it sounds like that maybe even would kill the good fungi that would be your only way to stop.
Yeah, or just waste your money. I mean, it might not even kill that pathogen. So just be very careful when you're running into a store to just buy something that says it'll kill fungus, because that's not how it works.
Well, I know that trees are extremely dependent and work very collaboratively with soil fungus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking that I'm putting down a fungicide that doesn't kill brown patch. Well, what does it kill? It's got to have some effect on my tree's fungi, you know, my tree's fungi down there that are supporting the tree.
Yeah.
So next thing you know, I'm dealing with a struggling tree because I wanted to address this thing. Well, all I needed to do was water less.
Right.
That was all I needed to do.
Yeah. So before you just run out and buy something, get a positive ID through pictures. Consult with your Home Show Garden Pro.
Absolutely.
Go to a reputable garden center.
These
don't
are good
don't
steps
just run
for
to
life.
Yeah, right. Back off your water. That's
for
a given.
Sure.
And know your options. You know, you may want to use a chemical, but make sure you're using the right one.
Right.
So
we gotta tell you, knowing your options, being knowledgeable, taking time to kind of think and chat through stuff.
Right. Make an informed decision.
Yeah, that's very, very good advice when it comes to gardening. We don't always deal with where we need to take immediate fast steps that second. You can get some good information.
Absolutely.
I'm going to just, you know, shamelessly plug your Facebook page, Plants for All Seasons, my Facebook page, Home Show Garden Pros, as places where you can just pause and get good information. You know, if you Google brown patch, you're going to get all kinds of information.
And so, a lot of bad information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, when I think about being thoughtful and taking time to come to a good decision, I really, like, I'm looking at my next read here, and I'm like, I just, it so rings true with what they've done with fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to talk about Nelson Plant Food. They really have taken the time to make a very quality chemical fertilizer. So there's a product they use called Neutraline, and it is a type of nitrogen that's not ionically bonded. It's covalently bonded, and so it doesn't become salt. It becomes something else, and it slowly feeds the plants with nitrogen and not like blasting them in the full face with a nitrogen bat and saying, you know, how was your meal? You know what I mean? Like, that's not what it does. It's very carefully crafted. There are quite a few of organic ingredients in ColorStar, which is pretty cool, and NutriStar, which is really neat, because what that does is that also feeds the soil. So they're carefully choosing kind of their chemical ingredients to not damage the soil, and then choosing kind of organic ingredients to feed the soil. So it's this really kind of careful approach. They are known, Nelson Plant Food, Dean's company, great dude, loves Young Life, really does a great job kind of supporting his community in a lot of ways. But they made ColorStar because there wasn't anything like it on the market, and then landscapers just started buying it. And, you know, I have a lot of experience with landscapers, have a landscaping company, worked in a commercial nursery that we sold plants. And if I wanted to not damage my soil, keep a healthy environment, and make sure that my annual color extended their color, ColorStar was where we turned. We had a crisis one time where it was the end of summer, and we had all these flowering plants that had grown too big and looked really kind of were losing their color in the pots. And the ColorStar Plus was what we kind of got to go to the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Really great stuff for kind of really creating long-lasting blooms. That's what we really all want, or what I want. That's why I love perennials. I don't want my blooms to come and go. So Nelson Plant Food makes ColorStar. They also have a whole other line called NutriStar, which is targeted to kind of hard-to-grow, hard-to-really-maintain plants beautifully. And so their stuff is just really, really great, carefully crafted, thought out. Mental energy from a smart person has gone into creating this product versus just like, I don't know, just put it in a bag. But they did a great job. So we love them. And look for the gold star on their label to find Nelson Plant Food at any Home Show Garden Pro location. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Nom noms. Visit NelsonPlantFood.com.
Hard water makes life harder than it has to be. It leaves calcium buildup in your pipes, appliances, and skin. It leaves spots on dishes, showers, and fixtures. Instead, let Aquatex take the hard out with Kinetico water treatment systems. You'll save money on soaps, shampoos, and cleaning products, and your skin will feel silky smooth. Have Aquatex test your water and take the hard out, and the iron too. Your independent Kinetico dealer is AquatexWater.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros. Your host, Danny Milliken. Your pro, your expert, Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. Uh-oh.
Oh, we got some Beyonce.
A little Beyonce. Man, Chad loves Beyonce.
I guess so.
Who knew? Wow.
Who doesn't love Beyonce, though?
I know that this is a song. By Beyonce.
It is.
Which, by the way, apparently has a concert tonight at NRG.
Wish I was going.
Chad, why is this in my notes? Because she's a gardener, obviously.
Oh.
So if the queen gardens, you should garden. All right? And we want to help you be a better gardener. 713-572-4610. That's how you get your gardening questions to us. So, you know, we're crazy in love with gardening. You may have garden problems and be like, wow, it's deja vu all over again. Those are two Beyonce songs. I think we just played one of them. So we may have that issue. People deal with brown patch every single year.
Mm-hmm.
People deal with, you know, take all patch every year, chinch bugs every year, white fly, garden pests. They deal with all this stuff all the time. Nice. So, yeah, it's something that people are doing that's recurring things, but you can get off of that wheel. You can get off of the kind of herbicide, fungicide wheel, start treating the soil in a positive way, and never have brown patch again.
Yeah, or very little.
So, yeah. I mean, you see that circle you were talking about.
Yeah.
And cut back water, put some compost down, and it'll go away. And it won't grow there again because that fungus will literally have been eaten,
mm-hmm.
consumed.
Yeah, I have it pop up. On the edge of my neighbor's yard. It tries to come into my yard.
Ooh.
And you can just watch it. It just goes right back to my neighbor's yard. because it can't survive in my yard.
Right, because your yard is too healthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too healthy.
Yeah. And another mistake people make this time of year, too, is they run out and buy a bag of fertilizer because they want to make the brown patch
green.
Green.
Yeah, nice.
And it actually makes the brown patch grow because that nitrogen actually feeds the pathogen. So get it under control before you put your fall fertilizer down.
Yeah, and consider maybe fertilizing with something that's going to encourage the whole package of soil life that's eating the brown patch and not drive it away. Just, you know, recommendation. I mean, there's
lots. MicroLife brown patch.
There you go. There's something. There's a recommendation from a knowledge expert right there. You can't beat that. Appreciate it. So, Sherry, doing good. You're doing good.
Yeah.
So you're teaching us water less, especially in the fall. Everybody needs to cut back their watering today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if they're watering 3 times a week for 15 minutes a week, what should they cut back to?
Zero.
Okay.
Zero.
I love it. No, I'm in. Yeah.
And then if we go through an extended dry period, then turn your sprinkler on. But, you know, when we get into the 70s and low 80s and it's cooler and our days are shorter, you're not going to have to be watering more than once a week if we're dry.
Sure. Okay. Well, if that terrifies you, give us a call.
It does. I don't know why turning the sprinkler, saving money is scary.
Well, 713-572-4610. That scares you. We want to hear from you. We want to assuage your fears. Yeah, you like that? Yeah. Pretty good word. It just popped into my head, assuage. I don't know where I got it from. Anyway, we're not here. It's not a show about vocab. It's a show about gardening. So we want to hear from you, and we want to hear from you right after this break.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Your house, your castle. But pollen, mold, and mildew have it looking like a dingy old cave. Make one call. Clean and Green Solutions. Dirty siding, stained driveway, patio, or deck. Let the certified home show pros clean your home's exterior until it sparkles. Insured, fully trained, using the safest products available, Clean and Green Solutions will protect your investment. Houston's better soft wash and pressure washing company, cleanandgreensolutions.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
And Sherry Hera here on Home Show Garden Pros. We love to take your calls, answering your questions, 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. We only have 13 minutes left with Sherry, sad face, but then super wonderful Peter Nelson will be here making his Home Show Garden Pros debut. We're very excited about it. I'm hoping Peter feels lots of pressure to perform and give knowledge. Now, Peter's super knowledgeable. We're going to get more into that because we're sitting with an expert right here with the headphones on, Sherry Hera. So she just gave you some bold advice, and I'm going to encourage you to take that advice because it's excellent advice. And that's not to cut your watering back by half. It's to cut it down to zero.
Yeah.
Big reason is that you'll eliminate, you know, the threat of fungal problems. What are some other benefits of kind of that cutback?
Well, you'll save money.
Cha-ching.
You'll cut back on fungus.
Boo, fungus.
And if you don't weaken your yard from keeping it too wet, then you won't have as many weed issues.
Oh, man. See, that's such
like especially come spring.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Just what an incredible perk that is.
Right. And then in the springtime, you won't have to spend as much money on weed killers. Okay, I'm just saving you money all over the place.
And by not then killing the weeds and worsening your soil, you won't need fertilizer as much.
Right.
So it sounds like that there's this potential cycle of sales that a lot of people are caught in.
Yes.
Where like they're told to overwater their lawn.
Yes.
So then they need fungicide, which is pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Weaken the soil. They need fertilizer.
Yep.
And if they're not using good fertilizer, like we talk about on the show, then they're going to have more weeds. Then they need an herbicide.
Right.
And they're going to weaken their soil again, so they need more fertilizer. And then all the while, they're spending too much water, too much money on water.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just in this cycle of spending.
Right.
It's like the advertisements have worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like we've
the fear.
We as like a gardening community, a lot of us have kind of bought into this fear that we have to control the situation, that we need these products.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we do talk about products on the show.
I use a lot of products in my house.
Yeah, me too.
But and I know what I'm doing.
You know what you're doing, and you're working to feed a system that can maintain itself.
Sure.
And is healthy.
Right.
I think it's a big difference. I mean,
and do I have weeds in my yard? Yes, I have weeds in my yard. You wouldn't stand at the street and see a weed in my grass.
Sure.
But I know where they are and I know why they're there.
Right.
Because I know my yard.
Yeah, because you spend time walking around looking at it. A totally weed-free yard is kind of a myth.
And it's not healthy.
And it's certainly not healthy.
Yeah.
And potentially even dangerous.
Yeah. Everybody's going, what?
Yeah. I mean, I do have some weeds in my yard. I have the last remnants of a patch of Dallas grass growing mm-hmm. along an edge.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just keep them mowed, then I don't have the seeds and you can't tell.
Right.
And there's a good chance they'll be gone next fall. Like mm-hmm. they will not have made it. They'll be outcompeted by my super healthy St. Augustine.
Right.
On another edge, kind of next to this little prairie bed I've got, I have horse herb going,
mm-hmm.
which I love horse herb. It's a little kind of spearheaded leaf, and it's got a little bit of yellow flowers, mm-hmm. super adorable. But I'm a big fan of it, and it kind of makes the border of this bed with Turk's cap and other native plants in it. And, you know, it grows into the lawn. And I don't care, but in the rest of the lawn, most of the lawn, there isn't a bunch of plants popping up.
Right.
A bunch of weeds popping up. And now if they popped up, they wouldn't drive me crazy. But there really is just this kind of like system that people are caught in, and they're losing their plant health.
Mm-hmm.
Every year it's harder for them to even grow St. Augustine.
Right. Which is the biggest weed we grow.
Yeah. But
really?
I mean, that is
it
a
really
lot of
is.
Landscapers.
If something's
are like,
going wrong with your St. Augustine, what are you doing?
Right. And, you know, if you buy a bottle of broadleaf weed killer and you apply it to a weed in your St. Augustine, it kills a St. Augustine.
Yeah,
so by the
damage.
Industry's definition, St. Augustine, by the bottle's definition, St. Augustine is a broadleaf weed, which I don't think it is. You know,
no.
I don't consider it a weed. It's a desirable plant that I want, but this weed killer kills it.
Yeah.
So pretty
very
wild.
Sensitive to weed killers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's because it's just,
and I think people do more damage with weed killers than they do good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just because they don't know, so.
It's you know, what we're trying to do is to get them out of that cycle,
mm-hmm.
is to get them into plant health. If they really want to buy stuff to put in their lawn, there are great products.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know.
If you really want to buy stuff, go buy flowers.
Yeah, buy flowers.
Because there's
seeds.
So many flowers right now.
Go buy some fresh produce at a farmer's market.
Well, I don't sell that.
I
sell
yeah,
flowers.
Go buy flowers or herbs from Sherry. Get like a really big tree.
Yeah.
From Sherry.
Yeah.
So what is, you know, we're going to take a quick break,
okay.
and we're going to come back and we're talking about what's happening at Plants for All Seasons in
mm-hmm.
this last little segment. But if you're, by all means, if you're up 249, you should go to Plants for All Seasons. That place is gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Wonderful stuff. If you're in Kingwood, you know, you're not going to be that close to Plants for All Seasons, but you are going to be close to Warren Southern Gardens. So I'd encourage you to go there because, man, it is brimming with plants as well. It's a beautiful setup. It's, you know, like some stores have one location of all their gifts. Warren's and Sneaks has got all these little pockets where you can get gifts. So if you're looking for a gift for your favorite Home Show Garden Pros host, you know, Warren's is a great place. They got all these little gifts. Ton of plants. And it's set up in such a way that you're constantly invited to see the next great site. I'm always amazed at their beautiful pathways. To me, when I'm planning a new landscape, planning a remodeling, the pathways are a hard thing to envision. So like I can have a vision for it, but it's hard to kind of talk to a client about it. It's hard to, you know, most of us, like, we don't have a lot of experience with paths, but they have gorgeous paths there. They give it great advice. I mean, think about, you know, the people that we feature from Warren Southern Gardens on our show, and it's, you know, it's Michael and Diane, and they're both employees there. They're both extremely knowledgeable, like extremely knowledgeable. It's wonderful to talk to them because they know so much. Any question you get a great answer to from them. And that's what they have there. Their whole staff is the same way, advice without attitude. And they have just dependable plants. And, you know, I love it. It's a great place to go wander around. They also have this You Kill It, Warren's Replaces It guarantee, which, you know, when you get in there, you can ask them about it. Really cool stuff. So there's a gardener in every single one of us. And Warren's Stone Gardens, man, it's a place to set your gardener free. Just be you, buddy. So head up to Kingwood. They're on North Park Drive. Again, beautiful spot. WarrensSouthernGardens.com.
How do professional flower growers and landscapers grow healthy, beautiful plants? They have a secret. ColorStar and NutriStar fertilizer from Nelson Plant Food, Texas made, using scientifically balanced ingredients. Targeted nutrition helping plants grow faster, stronger, needing less water and fungicides. Now you know, grow like a pro. Use Nelson Plant Food. Look for the gold star at Garden Pro Nurseries or find a nearby store at NelsonPlantFood.com.
What's a pool? Water? A deck? Pumps? Or is it a gathering place for family and friends? To James Watts, a pool was that and more. That's why he started building them in 1961. Today, Watts Pools has earned the trust of customers and envy of neighbors across Texas with design and build quality worthy to wear the Watts family name. In fact, two generations later, you'll still find a Watts family member on every project because it's not just a pool, it's a family tradition at WattsPools.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. We're back. Home Show Garden Pros. Sherry Hera, Danny Milliken. Sherry. I almost said Shara, but I mixed your names. That would have been. What's happening with Plants for All Seasons? Anything fun?
Well, we're transitioning into the cool weather annuals.
Nice.
There's tons of beautiful flowers right now. Of course, no pansies or violas. We'll wait till we cool off a little bit. But There is a lot you can do right now. Freshen up your pots, get your fall color schemes going.
Yeah, you know.
Cool front coming this weekend.
You also can work herbs into your pots. Some things like
Absolutely.
New Year's sage that have a really unique leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of upright. A lot of the showers.
Uh-huh.
Is that what they're called?
Spillers. Filler and thriller.
Fillers.
That would be your thriller.
Thriller, yeah. A lot of your thrillers.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking of. They are, you know, herbs make great one of those. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you guys have a great herb selection.
Yeah.
Any classes coming up?
I don't have anything on the books.
When do you start Sip and Share with Sherry again?
I don't know. We need to do something. I want to do something with beer.
Beer.
We did Bloody Marys. We did champagne, mimosas. I want beer.
How about beer and beards with Danny and Peter?
There we go.
Yeah.
I'll have to work on mine.
You'll have two guest hosts. Well, you can wear like the Keiko one.
Oh, we have those.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's so great. You want to take, we got one more call.
Let's do it.
All right. So, Chris, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
I have a pecan tree. The limb broke off, and the limb's about the size it broke. The roundness of it is about the size of a volleyball. And I want to be able to cut it back myself, and I don't know how far back to cut it. And I've been told you don't prune them too much. You don't prune pecan trees.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let Danny handle that one because I am not a pecan tree expert.
I love pecan trees, and I'm all about pruning them. This big branch that fell, at some point it's going to have an elbow, right, where it kind of branched off. You know, I mean, it's called a branch, right? So it branched off from somewhere. So I wouldn't take it past that elbow. I also maybe would just give it a clean, kind of clean cut for the fall and really in springtime think about it. So I'm not against pruning them. I'm not against cleaning them up, making sure that I'm not going to have some big branch struggle and die and kill my dog or my car or the corner of my house, something like that. But they are pretty like their self-pruning is the big reason people don't tell you to prune them because they will pull energy back from a branch in this point. Right? It was very quick. It was like sudden. Well, I'm asking, was it a sudden kind of dieback on that branch or was it like it had been happening for a while and fell?
It fell from the wind. All this wind we've been getting, it snapped off. And it sticks out about at least 4 feet on one of the limbs. And the other limb, it's at least 6 feet sticking out like a stump, you know, just, and I didn't know how far to, you know, to cut it. And,
I would wait till, like, you know, early spring, February, something like that, because, you know, they're going to take a while to leaf out. But before I did the cutting on it, I would just wait till the tree was dormant. Any cutting you do, if it's on live material, will kind of invigorate growth, and you don't want to invigorate growth while it's winter.
Okay, and I've also got a serious problem with the tree. I've actually got termites in the tree.
Yeah, there's really not a lot you can do about that.
Well, and the termites are eating dead wood, decaying wood, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you can spray insecticides, but if they're removing the dead wood, they're doing you a benefit.
Well, they can also eat heartwood.
Oh, okay.
So the strength of wood that holds the plant up, they can also eat. Well, I mean, you can, you know, there's a couple things you can do. You probably need to talk to an arborist. ArborTrue is a great company. Mm-hmm. Give them a call. You know, when you get to big trees, they're so valuable but also so dangerous. And so dealing with them is a pretty difficult deal and kind of gets a little bit above what you should handle by yourself, especially since you have that other threat, other element. Thanks so much for calling, Chris.
Can I have one more question?
Sure. Yeah.
I got these herbs that I let grow, and I never would pick them, and they're at least 30 inches tall. And I want to be able to cut them back, you know, and, you know, you use it to cook with. But I'm afraid because it's just like one stem going up, you know, and I don't want to just cut it halfway. But would that hurt it?
No, absolutely not. You can go ahead and cut them and use them, and that'll actually spur on some new growth.
And it's why you got the herbs. You know what I'm saying? They need to serve their purpose.
The more leaves it makes.
Yeah.
So, okay, and is stale beer good for a plant?
No.
No,
you can put it in a bowl and leave it out, and it becomes a trap for slugs. It's an old wives' tale there. So stale beer is really not good for anything.
Yeah.
So definitely not watering your plants.
Okay, that's it. I appreciate your help.
Hey, we appreciate you calling in, man. We're going to let you go because we're at a break. Sherry, you know, love having you in.
Thanks for having me.
Always a joy. Great knowledge. To get more of that knowledge, check out their Facebook page, Plants for All Seasons, or just, hey, head up there. Am I right?
Absolutely. Okay. We'll be there.
Okay. Well, we'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Sherry. We'll take a quick break, and we will be back with Peter Nelson for his maiden voyage on the Home Show Garden Pros. See you in a bit after this break.
What is Home Show Radio? On Saturday mornings from 7 to 9, it's helping you to become a better gardener with the Garden Pros.
Is it too late or is it too hot right now for me to lay down fertilizer for my yard?
And from 9 to noon, it's Tom Tynan with answers to your home improvement questions.
Well, I was just wondering if that thing's going to air condition the outside or what that stray duct is for.
Home Show Radio, Saturday 7 a.m. to noon and Sundays 8 to 11 on Sports Radio 610. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.